From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Pakistani officials say a suicide bomb blast at a crowded public park in the eastern city of Lahore Sunday killed at least 70 people and wounded hundreds more, many of them women and children. A spokesman for a breakaway faction of the Pakistan Taliban claimed responsibility and said it specifically targeted Christians. He vowed that such attacks would continue. Analyst Alan Payan of Ohio State University tells VOA such attacks are not solely aimed at Christians.
This Taliban group are targeting not only the Christians, they're targeting Hindus. Some of Hindus are living in Pakistan. And also they are targeting the Shiites, Muslims, which are a branch of the Shia Muslims in Pakistan too.
United States condemned Sunday's attack, calling it a cowardly act. The act occurred, the attack on thousands of Pakistanis marched through the streets of Islamabad. They were protesting last month's hanging of a man charged with murdering a provincial governor who sought reform of the country's blasphemy laws. Nigeria is waiting for an answer from Cameroon about the claim of a would-be suicide bomber that she is one of the Nigerian schoolgirls kidnapped by the insurgent group Boko Haram. Nearly 2 years ago, she was arrested Friday, one of two girls described as less than 15 years of age, with 12-kilogram belts of explosive. That happened in Lamani near the Nigerian border. The abduction of more than 200 schoolgirls from a school in Chibok in April of 2014 caused universal outrage and launched the Bring Back the Girls campaign. This is VOA News. Syrian government forces backed by Russian airstrikes have retaken the ancient city of Palmyra from the Islamic State, an operation hailed by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
We are encouraged and fortunate that Syrian government forces have been able to defeat the ISIS from Palmyra and is now able to preserve and protect these human common asset, cultural asset. And I'm also encouraged by the announcement that they will try to not only preserve and protect, they'll try to restore. I hope they will be able to do that.
Islamic State seized Palmyra 10 months ago, destroyed many of the famed monuments that had stood for nearly 2,000 years. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 400 militants and 180 soldiers and allied fighters died in the battle for Palmyra. Belgian riot police clashed Sunday with hundreds of protesters in the central Brussels section despite a ban on demonstrations in effect through Tuesday. The protesters gathered at the Stock Exchange to express solidarity with the victims of last Tuesday's multiple bombings at the airport and a subway station that killed at least 31, wounded hundreds more. Investigation into the March 22nd attack appears to show links to last November's terror attacks in Paris that killed 130. Authorities have conducted raids and arrested several suspects across Europe in recent days. In a U.S. broadcast interview on Sunday, Secretary of State John Kerry, who met with European officials in Brussels, said the U.S. is cooperating in the effort to prevent such attacks in the future.
There's a sense of urgency, clearly. When I met with the President of the European Commission yesterday, the Prime Minister of Belgium made it very clear. They know they need to move on these things, and hopefully that will happen. It is essential to the long-term fight against Daesh. But what's important for people to understand is we are making real progress in Iraq and Syria, and I mean real progress.
Brussels airport remained closed, and there is no indication when it will reopen. In U.S. politics, just off a sweep of three Democratic caucuses, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders Sunday declared his campaign has the momentum to win over his rival, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Some political observers have said that Clinton's lead is insurmountable and argues Sanders should drop out and allow her to focus on the eventual Republican presidential nominee. Sanders on Sunday rejected those calls. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.